Hello, we are Team 7, and today we are going to talk about the film's review, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind. This film is the story of a 13-year-old boy from a poor family in Malawi who uses ingenuity, perseverance, and technical know-how to help his family overcome famine. Educating himself with books from the library, the boy buys a windmill to pump water from a well and allow his family to grow food despite drought conditions. Each member of the boy's family is a richly drawn character. The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is historical fiction based on the experience of William Kanwamba, who was excluded from school because his family did not have the money to pay his school fees. Secondary education is not free in Malawi. Using parts from a junk yard, William designed a boil a windmill to provide electric light for his family.
William acted in a very good way, did what they had to do, and used his intelligence to create windmill, which helped his community. And thanks to this invention, everyone was able to harvest on time. This boy is to be admired. At his young age, he achieved impressive things, and this led him to have benefits which helped him to continue increasing his knowledge.
In my opinion, The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is a very interesting film. Phil Simms deals with a town in African Malawi that was experiencing the drought. Since this, a boy named William tried to help. Is done by making a windmill which could produce water for the West Division, which was affected and called Herald of the Crisis, which this film managed to learn the way what to be daring to risk, everything to be able to fulfill what was once a dream, what is the use of dreaming if we are never going to dare to be able to fulfill it. It is a great inspiration which make it reflect on the path of purpose in it.
The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind is an inspired film. It is a story that Theseus used to take advantage of crisis and age of chains and not to give up in the face of difficulties that we are going to throw. In William's case, the crisis causes him to lose his place in the school and also the opportunity to develop a windmill for his community because his father did not want to give up his bicycle. But despite that, William did not give up, and that is what we must learn, that we must always fight for what we want and also that change brings new opportunities.
In my opinion of the movie titled The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind, I can say that it's a very good movie where he tells us of the story boy who live in a very poor town. We want to help his town economically and social, while since give electricity to the people, and apart the profits from the movie, he helped the people along so on. This movie, I can be said, gives us a message that interpret as that we always have improved yourself, no matter the circumstances or problems we have.
I think he did what they need to. He was smart and used his intelligence for create something that helps to the sowing of the community and the hunger was minus, and they finally have a better life with this wonderful machine. Also, these type of movies make us think a little more to make race aware in our souls, and this means that we need to be creative to give solution in our lives. We can't depend to the others. If we can do something to be better like a person and like a society, why we don't do that? Conclusion: we think that this type of activity is better for students because it is very interesting and more dynamic. The film inspires to continue with our goals, and that nothing is impossible if we do it for pleasure or for the common good. In addition, it teaches a lot about life and allows us to spend time with our families while we do our homework. We recommend this movie to everyone because it shows that we should be grateful for the things we have.